This is Slashdot Review for Thursday, November 11th, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. At the heart of it, it's just big boys with toys. Prost Alex writes that a lot of avid PC users got first introduced to the computers through games. Some later turned their hobbies into full-time jobs. The Extreme Tech series of Wiley books aims at the readers who are curious about technology and are willing to dedicate some time to personal projects that educate and develop skills. The book is Wi-Fi Toys. And before the review starts to look like a press release, Prosta Alex throws in a link to his review of another title, Linux Toys, the book that pioneered the series. Microsoft says that Firefox is not a threat to Internet Explorer. Kellyken87 writes that a CNET article claims that just days after the launch of open-source browser Firefox 1.0, Microsoft executives defended Internet Explorer, saying it's no less secure than any other browser and does not lack any important features. It's interesting to note that these statements made by Steve Vamos, Microsoft Australia's managing director, came with no knowledge of what Firefox has to offer, as he admits not even installing or using Firefox. The Museum of the Future. Magnavox writes that in Boulder, Colorado tonight there's going to be a rather unusual announcement about the Da Vinci Institute's effort to create a Museum of Future Inventions. This will be a museum where they exhibit things that haven't been invented yet, like spray-on clothing, instant sleep, genetically engineered Velcro sheep, and metric time. It's actually some pretty creative stuff. Some of the people they have involved are Dr. Paul McReady, the inventor of the Gossamer Albatross, and Paul Duesenberry, founder of the Space Science Institute. This looks like serious competition for Paul Allen's Science Fiction Museum. The video iPod is available, more or less. Pirogoth writes that the fine folks at Engadget have figured out how to get your new iPod Photo to play movies. According to the article, you use QuickTime Pro to export the movie as thousands of individual frames, which you then export to the iPod. Then you send the soundtrack to the iPod as well, and if you haven't guessed by now, while playing the soundtrack, you put the iPod into the slideshow mode and use the scroll wheel to manually keep the frames in sync with the sound. If it sounds impossible, you can check it out. There's a video, an MOV or WMV, of the Episode 3 trailer linked on Slashdot. Triple Coil writes that Jason Dowell over at WebPro News has written a piece questioning a tactic Microsoft may be using to beef up its new search engine. He thinks that they may be dipping into Google's results to supplement its own. Dowell likens it to leaving your garbage or trash on the curb. Anyone could conceivably go through it and just take what's ever there for their own. In the D.C. area, there's a combined gasoline-hydrogen fuel station. 98 Neon writes that this story from Yahoo News tells of a Shell hydrogen refilling station opening in the D.C. area. Six minivans will be the only vehicles refueling there. Apparently, some of the neighbors are concerned about having a large tank of hydrogen near their homes. Ah, come on, what's to worry about? You know about the EFF. You may not know about the CBLDF. As most regular Slashdot readers know, Hemos, who's a regular contributor, is a fan of the CBLDF and the EFF. He urges us to contribute to both. The CBLDF, the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, is running a charity auction, which is a collaboration between Dave Sim of Cerebus fame and Neil Gaiman of Sandman, amongst others. There's some good background color online, as well as the auction itself. The money raised will go towards fighting censorship in the graphic arts. How journalists distort science with balance. Let me say that again. How do journalists distort science by being balanced? The scientist's job is to discover truth about the natural world, and the journalist's job is to report the world's events accurately. So why are these two professions so often at odds? Chris Mooney discusses how journalism fails science in this month's Columbia Journalism Review. If you applauded John Stewart's plea to stop hurting America, which incidentally was seen by more people on the web than it was on CNN, Moody's analysis will strike a chord. The he said, she said approach to truth fails in all kinds of venues. As you know, I'm a big supporter of Creative Commons. You may not know that Creative Commons can apply to materials other than music or images. Did you know that Creative Commons licensing can be applied to browser plugins or lesson plans or processes for urban design? The Wired Magazine CD garnered some publicity last month for Creative Commons. In January, we'll bring a major advance making it easier to share scientific knowledge and data online, free of charge and free of most licensing restrictions. Just check out the links on slashdotreview.com. In the world of politics, Bruce Schneer of Security and Other Fame has posted a weblog entry on the problems with electronic voting machines. Hemus indicates that it's a very good post and does a good job covering all the issues associated with the voting machines. He also concludes that it's fair to say that at some point electronic voting will be ready, but it's not ready now. El Greco looks for the connection between ham radio and software, communities of creativity. El Greco says he's been thinking about the similarities between the community of early ham radio operators and software developers. Both communities produced a lot of useful technology that found application beyond the scope of just a hobby. Ham radio operators built their own equipment and experimented with modulation and propagation techniques, and the result of their efforts today are used in a variety of radio communication applications, from cell phones to marine radios. Similarly, hackers developed concepts of computing that are now universally accepted tools of productivity. Both communities share an enthusiasm for technical creativity, and up until recently, there was even some overlap between the two groups. El Greco asks if there are interesting stories about creativity of either group that may relate to the other that should be recorded and documented. On a personal note, I would point him to ARRL.org, AMSAT, or the people at Tapper, T-A-P-R. Prost Alex writes that the New York Times says William Genovese Jr., age 27, has been arrested by the feds for selling source code for Windows NT and Windows 2000. It's not perfectly clear whether Genovese was selling the portion of the code that was leaked earlier this year, or if he had access to other portions of Windows source code. The timing, though, does coincide as the code leaked in February, the same month that the New York Times claims the young entrepreneur obtained the source code. If you're planning on taking your camera to the movies, don't do it in Florida. An anonymous reader writes that a Florida firm claims to have found a solution for the movie industry to prevent bootlegging in theaters. Tom's Hardware carries a story about Trackstar, which demonstrated its pirate eye technology in a Hollywood movie theater to journalists and movie industry representatives. The technology uses light impulses to detect video recording devices. And a second component is an audio watermarking system. There's a human story behind Electronic Arts. An anonymous reader writes in that an Electronic Arts employee's spouse is speaking out against company crunch time practices. The post from the spouse said that EA's bright and shiny new corporate trademark gets to challenge everything, but where this applies is not exactly clear. Churning out one licensed football game after another doesn't sound like challenging much of anything to her. It sounds like a money farm. To any EA executive that happens to read this, or I guess by extension here on the podcast, she has a good challenge. How about safe and sane labor practices for people on whose backs you walk for millions? Millions of dollars, I guess. The human story behind Electronic Art Games. Winamp. Say it isn't so. Winamp is down for the count. Artiflex writes, the Beta News is reporting that the doors at Nullsoft have been closed. The last members of the original Winamp team have said goodbye to AOL, and the door is all but shut on the Nullsoft era. Only a few employees remain to prop up the once ubiquitous digital audio player with minor updates, but no further improvements to Winamp are expected. The Register also has the full story linked on Slashdot. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Thursday, November 11th, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license as detailed on slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now this. I'm going to call this an editorial because I don't know how many times I'll have to edit it before I can send it out. Today is November 11th, Armistice Day, now known as Veterans Day. Now, the past few weeks I've tried and varied a good deal from the format of many podcasters and kept things focused on /dot and kept things on task and have not revealed much about my personal life. I've been thinking all day about this and specifically about contributors to /dot. I've been thinking about a high school friend who was a year or two ahead of me, an outstanding student in math and physics. A few years ago, at my small high school in rural Virginia, graduating class was exactly 100. At our 25th reunion, there was a subcurrent amongst the men, all of us now middle-aged. We made the tally quietly, and many, like myself, had served, though we determined that in the class of 1966, no one had died in Vietnam. If you're in Washington, D.C., and go to the wall, look to 1968 for Marine Lance Corporal Bill Garber from New Hope, Virginia. Bill would have been a great contributor to /dot.